Chair's office for picking up the application. Through being the director of the Blue Heron Consort for, is it 14 times?
Something
like that. Okay. And he also teaches humanities at Southeast Technical College and has lots of other experiences that he can introduce a little bit more fully as it comes up. So I will now turn over the program to David Eschelard. Thank you.
It's like my candles here. That's okay. Musical elements that uplift the human soul, or human spirit, and explore the subtleties in modes, harmonies, and melodies. And actually, what I'd like to end up doing is sculpting harmonies of two different modes and bringing out those melodies and hopefully getting some people to have kind of like a mode-along type activity. So to start off with a couple quotes, basic quotes by famous people. Music is the literature of the heart. It commences where speech ends. When words leave off, music begins. Music melts all the separate parts of our bodies together. Music, once admitted to the soul, becomes a sort of spirit and never dies. After silence, that which comes nearest to expressing the inexpressible is music. And now for some basic questions. Can we develop our understanding of what music does to the soul? Do we have the ability to distinguish as to what the beautiful in music is? What are the elements of music that intensify our feelings? Why are certain emotions, reactions, and expectations aroused in us that accompany our experiencing certain types of music? How and why does music speak directly to us without using any words at all? How and why does music stir a deep emotional and psychological response? How and why does music touch the soul and alter our perceptions? How and why can experiencing music change the way we view the world, life, and the universe? Can music be used to access altered states of mind and access higher states of consciousness? Does the act of listening and experiencing music really change the state of our minds? And can experiencing certain types of music have profound epiphanies and life changes and insights? What is it in music that we listen to that will awaken our heart or our inner aspirations or will take us to dwell in the higher realms of consciousness? What can we listen to in music that will stimulate not only the pleasure of the ear, but the delight of the mind? Are we able to turn the aesthetic experience of physically digesting music into preparation for contemplation of other things? How, in your cultural upbringing, has music had a part or a connection with your spirituality? Are there specific musical genres, or are there specific chosen musical elements that your heart seems to respond to or resonate to as spiritual music? Are there certain genres of music that seem to allow you to visit and view your own soul or spirituality? What genres of music or specific musical elements do you find inspirational and enlightening and seem to help guide you inward toward your individual spirituality? What genres of music or specific musical elements do you find help you enter the realm of peace and silence and aid meditation. What genres of music or specific musical elements do you find energizes your inner being without creating restlessness and vital excitement? Are there specific genres of music or specific musical elements that seem to nurture the inner soul searching of a person who practices spiritual life? Do you have musical genres or specific compositions which we can purposely use to express spiritual experiences and stir elements in us that will reverberate throughout our being? Are there genres of music or specific musical elements that can help express or enhance religious or ritual atmospheres that will improve or augment your meditation or religious functions? Do you have a repertoire of music that you can personally use for your concentrating on spiritual endeavors, relaxation, and music to shift your mind or refocus? Let's explore some language regarding the elements of music. Specifically, let's explore the subtleties and modes, harmonies, and melody. The word music comes from the word music, meaning the art of the muses. The music of the Greeks did not signify merely the harmony of sounds, but actually embodied the idea of inner harmony of the spirit and becoming at one with the spirit of the muses, so that the soul responded in harmonic rhythm to the beat of universal harmony. The word mode, or Latin modus, means measure, standard, manner, way, which generally refers to a type of scale. A mode is a vocabulary of a melody. It specifies which notes can be used and indicates which have special importance. Modes order the notes of the scale in a theoretical framework for the melody according to the intervals they form with the tonic and the tonal center. Each mode has a characteristic that gives each mode its distinctive sound. Early composers felt that each mode could evoke specific emotions within the listener. The medieval and Renaissance periods are characterized by the use of the old church modes or ecclesiastical modes. 16th century church music consisted of 7 different modes based on the C major scale: Ionian, Dorian, Phrygian, Lydian, Mixolydian, and Aeolian. Each mode starts on a different degree and creates a different sound. Melody comes from the Greek word melodia, singing, chanting, also tune, voice, line, a sequence of single notes that is musically satisfying, a linear succession of musical tones which is perceived as a single entity. We possess the innate ability to develop an understanding of musical language of the melody. The origins of melodic thinking have been sought in language, in birdsong, in animal sounds, and in crying, and in the playing of young children. We acquire musical structure and melodic tonal sequences in our cultural upbringing without any conscious awareness of doing so. Our minds are individually programmed or geared, and why certain people like certain melodies is of a personal opinion, cultural upbringing, and perspective. Melodies are subjective and all only a matter of personal preference. Harmony. Harmony is the use of simultaneous pitches, tones, a simultaneous combination of sounds. The term harmony comes from the Greek harmonia, meaning joint agreement or concord. So for the visual people out there, my God, if you could just pass these around. I hate to be a paper kind of guy here, but some visuals here. What I'd like to do is take a risk and try to sculpt a couple of modes. which is actually kind of risky. So, if you just stay with me through this, and what I'll do is first pick the Lydian mode, and collect all the pitches that are in the Lydian mode, and make a harmony. Okay. Then out of that, we'll pick out the melody from that harmony. Okay. It really, when it's all sculpted together with all the harmonies, then it makes sense. But in the process of this is kind of like, huh. So if you just stay with me for this, and hopefully this little machine will do its trick. Okay. I'll try to explain what I'm up to too. Okay, so right now we have this low C. For all those people that are looking at notes there, we'll have, on the left-hand side you see a C and a G and a C. People are going, what? C, D, E natural, F sharp, G, A, B natural, C. Those are the notes we're going to put in. C, D, left side, Lydian mode. C, D, E, F sharp, G, A, B, C. That's my goal here, okay? So now I'm going to add a C above it. C, D, E, F sharp, G, A, B, C. Ready for that? Sharp G A B C. Hear the unison, they're both the same notes, but it's eight notes higher. C C C C D E F sharp G A B natural C. I'm going to add the G. C D E F sharp G. Us to add in a D and an A. C, D, E, F sharp, G, A. I'm going to go for the D and the A now. C, D. C, D, E natural, F sharp, G. Natural, and then the F sharp. C, D, E. back to the F natural.
C, G, F sharp.
Now we have the harmony put together here for the Lydian mode. But now with the melody, bringing the melody from within that note. C, da, 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 la, da, 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 da. So that means anyone here can join in and sing any of these pitches.
Natural.
C, D, flat,
oh. Presentation. I asked questions. I didn't give any answers.
Well, I yeah. just
that
Nancy said no.
Yeah, Nancy
as far as we know.
Yeah, I mean, no. In fact, if there was one, you'd want to study it and see why.
Yeah.
It didn't last.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah, so.
This reminds me of the Gregorian chanting.
Yeah.
So what's the relationship between spiritual growth? Certain scales that are
well, I mean, you know, the Gregorian chant stuff, you know, was all made out of different modes. La di 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 da da we di da di da 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 di da di 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 da di we di di la. My voice is too high to do it. La di di da 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 bum ba da di dum bum ya bum ba da 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 bum bum. Same thing. It's just made out of those modes, right? So then there's different modes. You know, for different chants. And the same with all of, you know, the Greek and the Byzantinian chant and all the, it's all from different modes.
And these are the seven modes, is that? I mean, just to clarify
just
that.
Just two of them, yeah.
And different cultures at different times gravitated to one mode?
Yeah, well, you know, and like right now, if you look at our culture now with even blues, you know, yada yada wait da num ba da da di da we be di da di da 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 ba da yam ba da 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 we di ya da ba da 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 ba 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 da 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 da. If I could, you know, I could lay that down. Yam ba da 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 di ya da di da 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 di da 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 di di di. It's a blues mode. So all those different notes. Harmonies, then the pitches come up. Ya di bi bi di 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 da 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 da. It's about five notes. La da 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 di. Seven notes. Yam bi dam bi da 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 di da 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 di 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 da di da di we bi di di da 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 bum bum. So that's a mode.
Is it one of these or is it
no.
Just what?
No.
Yeah, they don't think.
This is, you know, this
was
the old, old Greek ones. Yeah. So.
David had one of his questions when he had such a list of great discussion questions there, but I was wondering if the one kind of general one that we're trying to kind of address with this is how has music played a part in your spiritual practice or your spiritual growth? So if you want to think about that for a moment, and if anybody had anything they wanted to share about that would be really interesting to discuss as a group.
Yeah. Yes, what kind of genres of music do you have, you know, for different moments in your life? I mean, as far as your what's on your iPod, you know, as far as for different moods and as far as aiding and adding to different situations. And then what do you find spiritual? You know, what really goes in? Like, yeah.
Well, I've always loved classical music and I have certain favorites that I kind of go to, but for the last couple of months, all of us, but especially Dot and I, have been really jamming because I got for a Christmas present the collected works of Howard Shore, who did the soundtrack music for the Lord of the Rings films. And he was such a genius at figuring out a different musical motif for each of the different groups of characters who were involved in this massive epic
this
thing.
This is totally nerdy, but it's like if you listen to this music, it's completely true.
Yeah, he's got music that represents the hobbits, but not just them, and their whole way of life and their innocent view of the universe, and the men who have failed and are filled with tragedy, but are going to pull it out one last time. And so, like, literally, Dot and I will listen on our way to the high school in the morning at 7:30 a.m. We'll be listening to the Men of Gondor theme. Da, 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 da. And there's something about that tune, which I can barely sing, which is like, I've got my flaming sword, and I'm going to work, and I don't care if they want or don't want to write an essay, you know?
Certain tracks where he'll infuse that melody with like a sort of military drum beat and really play it out, so you're like, oh man, they are going to kick some butt, and then he'll like reel it back down and play a single French horn, and it gives us this beautiful like mournful melancholy quality, and like oh no, they're all gonna die. just the way he treats all of these themes, it must be really amazing. To write film scores, because you have to get like plot stuff and you have to evoke it through music, and he does a beautiful, beautiful job. And it can be listened to
both ways, like you can be, you know, thinking of the plot while you're listening to it, and it can be just like a beautiful piece of music. So,
yeah. Any other comments?
Yeah, I was just going to say that for me, early on, the spiritual thing about music was that when I listened to music, I would find out that I wasn't alone, you know, because it would connect. I would connect to it. And so, and isn't that a spiritual thing, to realize that we're not alone in the universe?
And we connect through sharing music. Like, my boyfriend and I have similar tastes in music and, like, very different tastes in music. And we've been, like, exchanging mixed CDs and being like, hey, you know, you like this band, you should look at them, you know. And it's really cool because, and, like, you know, friends, family, relatives, it's kind of a universal mode of communication.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd love to hear how you would answer.
Yeah.
Well, what was the question? What were we talking about?
How does the music play a part in your, either your music, how does it play a part in your spiritual growth or your spiritual practice?
Well, I mean, for me, it's all, I'm all melody. I'm all line, you know, and I'm all, it's all melody and it's all line and it's, you know, simplicity and breaking down a line and singing melodies, that's it. And then it's harmonies and finding the right harmonies that just go right in. You know, so that's a huge part of it, and that's you know, that's what I look for as far as things that actually work, as far as my associations go. And the older I get,
yes,
the older I get. You know, as far as beauty goes, as far as people, you know, actually finding music that's actually beautiful. You know, that's beautiful. That's actually has wonderful harmonies that are rich and that you can listen to with repeated listenings over and over and over again, and that you keep finding and learning and enjoying, you know, and it actually works. So if, to me, a goal would be to turn to have people think and listen and find out more music that has more beauty in it. And there seems to be, in our culture, there seems to be less beauty in a lot of the, there seems to be less beauty in the music that we actually listen to. So it's finding music that actually has it, and then finding the genres of music and that really affect you, that you really are moved by, you know. And again, for me, it is all about line. It's all finding, you know, music with a great melody. And most of the stuff for me comes from my upbringing in Renaissance polyphonic choral music and Gregorian chant. I mean, those lines are just, they go on and on and on. They're so indulgent, you know, they're just so beautiful. And with chant, and then, and that's with any kind of chant, not just Gregorian chant, any of the chants. And then with Renaissance polyphonic music would mean, you know, like the mass movements, the motets that were written in the 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th centuries, those periods where composers composed compositions that was their art piece of the day, was that type of music. And the harmonies, they switch from, you know, there's so many great different harmonies with inner lines that just have all these great, great melodies that are just, they just don't end. They start at the beginning of the piece and they go to the butt end and they're like, wow, and they're great fun to sing. So how did I do that? I kind of dodged through that. Huge topic though. It's like,
David, some of us know that you've done some pretty edgy operatic bits.
You mean and new music stuff?
Yeah. And where do they fit in your sense of beauty?
Well, again, it's, if it's a line, you know, and it's like that, and it's like, oh, it makes sense, it's logical, and I can do it with repeated listening, I can do it over and over again, and it's like, God, that's a great line. That's a good melody, and the text actually works with it, and it makes sense, and it's edgy. Then it's great. But there's so much new music stuff that's really not as exciting to do, and new folk music or new rock and roll type of stuff too. With the operas and new music compositions that are freaky deaky. You know, I mean, if the lines are good, you know, and the harmonies underneath it work, and it's you know, it's quality music, then it's okay. I mean, I think Anne saw the piece I did at the Walker, which was this new music opera that was written in 2008 that was crazy. Did you guys go to that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was nuts, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I mean,
it was.
Yeah, it was crazy. But you know, with repeated listening, you know, where you don't, you know, the first time you go through it, it's like, but then you get to know it, you have a relationship with it, and it actually works. So, what was the question again?
Is that still fitting in your?
Yeah. Because I mean, I still like with this thing here, you know. I mean, I have to set up dissonant harmonies, and I like to add different kinds of tonalities that go within that, and I play with the hurdy-gurdy too, which is pretty weird. And I mean, you develop this tonal sense for harmonies that your ear just kind of like, you know, gets used to, and then also with melodic kinds of ideas that go in with it, you know. So you get used to a lot of things, but quality seems to, you know, really shine. Either it works or it doesn't work, you know. Because you hear a lot of improvisational stuff that it's like, can you do that twice? You know, you can do that once, but can you do it with repeated, you know, with repetition? You know, did you mean to do that, or was that just like a free floating? Oh wow, let's do this line, you know? Right? You know, so it's like, so.
So you would want it to be able to be done again.
Yeah, that it's actually a composition versus just some kind of free-floating kind of like jam. Yeah.
So you're basically, you're developing a discipline to get more freedom. It's a stair step.
Right. And this is all about that. I mean, this is like, it's like math. It's knowing each one of these little stinking little notes exactly what it is. Then opening up my brain and just like, you know, big hole here and like, cuckoo, cuckoo, and just singing, right? You know, but it's freedom. But once you have that technical stuff together, then you're free to improvise, I think. I think, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt. Right.
All right. You.
Yeah, you bet.
Please stand while we sing hymn number 326. 326. Silent meditation. Go in peace.